Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Here we go. Wimp husband. Okay, listeners out there, this is Mistress Mandy, Miss Mandy to my friends. I am a cuckold wife, as you know, and I have a special interest in people who are actually living the cuckold style, lifestyle, in whatever varying degrees that is. There are many different ways you can partake in it. You can be a cheating wife. You can be a submissive husband. Oh, you can be a guy with a mean girlfriend. There's all different ways you could be a cuckold. You know, it's a, you know, state of mind, as well as it can be very humiliating to someone actually doing it, and very gratifying to the woman who's really in charge. Well, anyway, wimp husband, to my delight, may I add, is a very intelligent guy. We've had some interesting talks, and he is very submissive. He's got a little tiny cock, and he needs to be dominated, and his dream has been to have his wife really want to be dominant. You know, a lot of women are just not naturally dominant. You know, it's the man's role. And I think if more men out there understood that you have to turn the tables on the woman to give her the lead so that she can get a feel of being dominant. You know, you can't say, be dominant. Because, you know, a woman who's normally not that way, you know, that's like handing someone, you know, keys to a car with a stick shift and saying, drive it. I mean, I know it's happened to me and I can't drive the car. Although I was initially, you know, exposed to dominance this particular way, someone basically handing the reins over to me and letting me try it. And you know, I took to it immediately. So I think a lot of women out there have this dominant streak and just don't know it. Well, anyway, this guy, wimp husband, has been married a long time. And it's finally come to fruition. He's gotten his dream. His wife is now interested in being satisfied by a real man, getting what she needs, what she deserves, what's rightfully hers. And wimp husband is also beginning to get what he needs, and that's not very much. If you read this post here, now this is post number 2. The last post, if you look in my categories, wimp husband, go there and read post number 1. It's you know, quite detailed, because he's a thoughtful guy and there's a lot of thought and effort and real life gone into these couple of blogs here that I've written. Well, he wrote these, but you know, I'm relaying it to you out there who are doing this or want to do it or just excited by it. It's very exciting. So his wife has hooked up with someone, and this post that you will be reading here is about her second time with him. It was hotter than the first. Now, apparently, she sucked his cock, and I guess that's because he's got a big one. And Wimp Husband's got a little one. And as we know, women don't like putting little dicks in their mouth. As I was rereading this, you know, he says here that they didn't fuck. Now, what is that all about? Now, for me, I want to fuck. I mean, if I have my choice, sucking dick or fucking, I mean, there is no choice. Also, I've decided, you know, since there's all you fluffers out there, and since there's so many that are willing to fluff for me, I don't suck cock anymore. And you can go back in my posts, and you can listen and read, you know. There are loads of them that, you know, I just tell you, I don't have to do it. I get you cocksuckers out there to suck cock for me. But, you know, Wimp Husband, I know I'm digressing here, and I'm very happy that your wife was interested enough to suck this guy's cock, so that's a good thing. Now, I'm guessing, because I don't remember, that Wimp Husband was present during this encounter, because, you know, he mentions further down the post that afterwards she was allowed to lick his asshole, the new boyfriend, but maybe that was when she came home. Okay, now, Wimp Husband. He does not expect too much because he knows his place. He feels that he should, you know, be allowed to masturbate. He likes having his nipples pinched. He likes her giving him a time restriction. Now, see, here's another thing I wouldn't be able to do. This time thing. I mean, I used to have this guy that called me that wanted some kind of timing. You know, I was supposed to tell him, and I had to use a clock, and he'd watch the clock. Now, I mean, if you guys are clock watchers out there, you watch the clock. I'm in charge. Don't tell me to count. So anyway, I might write it down and say, here, you do this, Wimp Husband. But anyway, let me read this part because, you know, it gets a little confusing here. This is what he says. We have started a new tradition where as soon as she gets bored, she sets a minute limit for me to come and get it over with. And I mean, you can understand that because he's got this little dick and she doesn't want to watch or be really any part of it. After about 2 minutes, she wanted it to end, so she took my watch and told me I had exactly 2 more minutes of her time to finger myself while she pinched my nipples. It was 12:20. I came in my panties at 12:20 and 30 seconds. She then motioned me to kneel. She let me kiss her asshole to thank her, and we went to bed. Okay, now here's the good news. This is what he writes. As we laid there, she told me she was very happy to have me so compliant while she had great sex with another man. Well, again, what is this great sex? She sucked his cock. To me, that is not great sex. I like an hour or two of good, hard sex. You know, pounding, love making. And, you know, don't think you're going to come and then go read a book or turn over or leave. I mean, it's possible, but it's a one-shot deal with me. Okay, getting back to this, is not about me. It also pleased her to no end that both men in her life were so excited by her and wanted her so badly. I am very happy for her because that is a very excited thing for a woman. And the best one gets all of her and the other gets, well, what he deserves. I mean, doesn't this guy write well? I mean, I love it. She's very happy in the catbird seat now. And I'm exactly where I need to be to make her happy. Yes, you are, Wimpy. And I am very glad for her. Aren't we all? So, for myself, the time to give up any semblance of pride is here. Now, don't forget, this is Wimp Husband, not me. I accept that this is my marriage now, and I really can't turn back. Wimp Husband. Okay, Wimp Husband, so you're back to kissing her asshole, coming on command, and I know I left out part here where she actually went and pinched your nipples without you having to tell her. Things are looking up. As I said, you have to turn the tables. Don't say, do this. Say, Would you like to see what would happen if you did this? I mean, come on, guys, you know, you got to put your hormones aside. You have got to cool your cock off and try to think, what might she do if I said it a certain way? Because women are not generally dominant by nature. Some are, but if you have one who isn't, trust me, she has no reason to be, because generally men don't expect that. And if they do, they don't have the nerve to say so. Okay, I guess I could keep going on and on about this all night. I know this is a really interesting post. Now, you cuckolds out there, readers, listeners, we have a thing on the blog. Now, I am going to start mentioning this in my posts. It's called comment. Comment here. Wimp husband will answer. I will answer. And we could have a nice little cuckold dialogue going if any of you are interested. And, of course, if you're not, I understand that as well. So, Miss Mandy, Mrs. Mandy Malone, is reachable at 1-877-732-6360 for your humiliation, cuckold stories, role play, phone sex, whatever it is you'd like to talk about. I am here for you. I am Eastern time. Generally, I do not start until noon. And I'm up until about 1 a.m. I used to stay up later, but I don't know. I've been watching a lot of movies this summer. It's so much good stuff on there. If anyone would like to call and chit-chat, you know I love that. So it's 1-877-732-6360. Wimp husband, you have a little cock. You don't deserve more than 1 minute to come in those panties. How about you come in those panties for me now, and I could get you sucking it up. I'd stuff those panties in your mouth, pinch those nipples, and probably make you come twice in a row. But of course, then again, that's me. And I'll be chit-chatting with you soon. And for now, it's Miss Mandy signing off.